My family lived at Buxton. And when I went to dances as a provincial debutante, it was to waltz tunes like this that we mostly danced. We were known as Debs, and our knowledge of life was almost nil. Provincial towns were more isolated than they are today. We'd hardly heard the word ragtime at Buxton, and a trunk call on the telephone was liable to throw the whole household into commotion. My family's acquaintances were quite horrified by the news that I wanted to go to the university, for in those days, a girl who trained her mind was still thought to be endangering her matrimonial prospects. My mother was severely reproved by a feminine leader of local opinion. "How can you send your daughter to college?" she was asked. "Don't you want her ever to get married?"
Melrose, Buxton, 22nd of September, 1913. Dear Mr. Spufford, your letter came as a great surprise to me, and I was very sorry to receive it. I cannot for a moment entertain the idea of accepting your proposal, and I must beg you to consider this as final, as I have no doubts whatsoever of my feelings on the subject. I do, and always have, regarded you merely as an acquaintance, and to the best of my knowledge have always treated you as such. I regret the necessity of hurting your feelings in this matter, and trust that you will forget about it as soon as possible. Believe me, yours sincerely, Vera M. Britton.
The Lodge, Uppingham School, 28th of September, 1913. Dear Mrs. Vera Spafford, I think it's quite exceptionally priceless you receiving a proposal at your age. Don't be too hard on the wretched man. If he really does love you, I suppose he has a right to say so, though I dare say the money question is not far in the background. If I were you, I wouldn't be too rude, because it is more his misfortune than his fault that he wants to marry you. Of course, I know father must be very annoyed, but you should point out to him that the fault is not so much with the creation as with the creator. Plenty of people before today have conceived impossible unions for themselves with another, without it being any fault of theirs. I dare say it has been a good thing in a way. It's always desirable to learn a thing early, and everyone needs a little practice in the gentle art of rejection of suitors. You will doubtless have to repeat the process many times in future before you find the right man, if you ever do, as there are far too many men who consider themselves only in the marriage question. It is always, she will suit me all right, never shall I suit her all right as well. With much love, your affectionate brother Edward.
Edward meant so much to me, and I to him, that I sometimes wonder whether either of us troubled completely to understand the other, apart from our very close mutual relationship. By the time Edward reached 19, he had acquired a charming, easy-going manner. But beneath the agreeable surface, there was something adamant and rigid through which one could not penetrate. Mentally, I suppose, he was intelligent rather than intellectual. His one absorbing passion was music.
Uppingham, 16th of November, 1913. Dear Vera, please have a look at the Beethoven concerto and a sonata or something if you have time before the holidays. In my spare moments, of which there are few just now, I continue my course of self-instruction on the piano. I forget if I ever told you that I won my house fives with a small fellow called Addington, who is a cunning fives player. We got 12 and 6 each, which was rather useful, though I expect he has spent his on grub by this time. Mine is intact, waiting in store for an evil day. I haven't done nearly as much reading as I ought to have done for the exam. Can you tell me anything about the history of Europe or the world between AD 100 and 1066? Because I know nothing. Or tell me of a book which puts it shortly. I only know that Charlemagne was crowned in 800, but what he was doing now I haven't the faintest.
The month of the Somerville examination came far too quickly for the progress of my solitary studies. My first paper plunged me at once into panic, and I inwardly resolved that the moment we were permitted to leave the room, I would tell the principal that I was returning home at once. Suddenly, though, I decided to stick out the ordeal. Frantically seizing my pen, I started to write.
Uppingham, 25th of March, 1914. Dear Vera, many thousand congratulations on your exhibition to Oxford.